This next song goes out to my brother from another mother. Wait a second, it was the same mother. Yeah, here you go, Lucky.
Starship Enterprise, its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Give me the number for 911.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Blast off!
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Fielding Mellish, the president of San Marcos, goes on trial tomorrow for fraud, inciting to riot, conspiracy to overthrow the government, and using the word thighs in mixed company.
Please rise. Court is now in session. Judge Seymour Watson presiding. The people versus Fielding Mellish.
I object, Your Honor. This trial is a travesty. It's a travesty of a mockery, of a sham, of a mockery, of a travesty, of two mockeries, of a sham. I move for a mistrial. Do you realize there's not a single homosexual on that jury?
Yes, there is.
Oh, really? Which one? Is it the big guy at the end?
Okay, so if you thought that was a crazy intro that had absolutely no common sense, well, I guess what? You're listening to three cavemen run amok. I'm caveman number one.
I'm caveman number 69.
69? Oh, wait, you're supposed to be two. Where's caveman number three?
I'm caveman number three. If that's the right number.
Well, if he thinks he can change the number, he's number two. I'm number one. He changed to 69. You can't change.
That's what comes after two.
Huh?
I said, that's what comes after two is three.
Yeah, count to three. Come on, let's see if caveman number
two. I can't go after two. That's too high.
Go one. Come on. You can use your fingers.
Okay, one, two.
69. Okay, I got it. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, that's what's after two.
All right, now look, doggone it. We're having an after the show, because the show that we had prior to the show prior to this show right here was I don't know, it's worse than duct tape and baling wire. We had some technical difficulties because the Lucky there only knows how to use a can and a string and another can to communicate. He don't know how to push buttons on the digital thing. So, would you like to say hi to the people there?
A pencil and a eraser.
And a pencil and an eraser. But you still can't count. So anyway.
I can go 1, 2, 69, 47, 32, 95.
All right. Here's your helmet, little buddy. All right, so we had a discussion on the show prior about the world has gone pretty crazy, right? And so I think that maybe that's probably a good place to start where we left off. We talked about survival stuff. We wanted to be able to tell people, you know, like I was trying to get a guy named Matt on here. He lives kind of off the grid, and he's really good at fishing and cooking, and he keeps an eye on the things going on out there. He'd be a really good addition to the show. And since the Knights of the Round Table, we try to be a little bit more serious. This show right here, Three Cavemen Run Amok, we got a little leeway now. We might be able to laugh a bit. What do you think? Did you just say ugh?
Well, I'm a caveman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got to get into the role there. How's that?
I think mine's more manly.
I just choked.
Don't lose your teeth. Oh. are you doing? Try to be serious while I'm live, man.
Hold on a second.
We're on live. Try to be serious. You don't want the people to think you're nuts, do you?
Yeah, they already do.
All right, well, what was the conversation again?
I have no idea now.
So, something about survival things?
Oh, yeah, survival stuff. So, because Lucky has a problem and he likes to get himself in trouble all the time, we came up with this brilliant idea how to make a self-contained doghouse. Would you like to tell them about the doghouse?
Yes. Yeah. There is a self-contained doghouse that when a guy usually gets himself in trouble, he usually goes into a garage or has to say, I'm sorry, or whatever, but this way he can get himself in trouble and say, I'm going to the doghouse. So the doghouse consists of...
Hold on. First you gotta get it straight. When a man makes a woman angry, he's in the doghouse, and he knows it, right?
He knows he's in the doghouse.
Yeah, okay, so there you go.
You correct me on that.
Now.
He gets himself in the doghouse. So to comfort himself, he goes into a bigger doghouse. A man-sized doghouse. And it's got a captain's chair in there, flat-screen TV. To the left of him will be a kegerator. To the right of him will be a microwave. Right up underneath there will be a small refrigerator where he can pull out like a burrito and put it in the microwave. AC unit inside of it. And it's just the size of just big enough for him to sit inside of his own doghouse. So he would literally be able to piss his wife off and say, okay, I made you mad, I'm going to the doghouse.
You know what? I bet you'd be in the doghouse every time there was a football game.
Every damn time.
She'd be like, what's up? You'd be like, none yet. Your hair looks funny. Oh, you're in the doghouse. Thanks, ma'am. What do you think?
That's a good way for survival, right, though?
Yeah. So, you got to stock your doghouse with all the comforts so that if you get kicked out of the house because you're a jerk, you can go to the doghouse. And it looks like a doghouse, too. So, hey, you know what I mean? Well, don't everybody jump to the mic at once. You might chip a tooth.
I'm trying to figure out. Okay. Besides the doghouse part of it, with the survival part of it.
Yeah.
With everything that's going on in this world right now, is being able to keep an eye on the economy, the schools. Everybody needs to be paying attention of what the hell's going on.
Yep.
And taking care of your families, because this is just getting ridiculous of what's going on. If people don't start standing up, I'm actually proud of what happened in Virginia with the schools, how they stood up. I'm proud of some of the Republicans, congressmen that are standing up. People need to start standing up, because if they don't start standing up, I'm scared of what's going to happen with my grandchildren, what kind of world they're going to live in. This is being all seriousness. We've done our joking around.
Yeah.
But we literally got to start standing up and fighting back and not letting the government run and say, you can and can't do this. They work for us. We don't work for them. That's plain and simple. We hired them to run things, but they work for us. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
If I say the wrong thing, correct me.
You know, it's the Constitution but says by the consent of the governed.
Yeah, and as survival and keeping an eye on what's going to be happening in the next year or so, if people would just open their eyes and see what happens, they don't have to pay attention to the TV, they don't have to pay attention to anything on the media or anything. All they have to do is just walk outside, go to the stores, look at the gas stations, look what's happening. Common sense. Common sense is telling you what's happening. Something's wrong. Something's not right. Gotta start fighting back. Because if they take total control, we ain't going to get it back.
That's it.
It is. Once they get total control, Ty, correct me if I'm wrong, if they get total control, it is harder to get it back.
Well, let me read this. Because this is probably one of the most important things on the United States Constitution, and it's only by the consent of the governed. It says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Thomas Jefferson. Now, people need to remember that. Because once that's gone, you know, once we lose our freedoms, the Second Amendment wasn't in the Constitution to protect you against a burglar. It wasn't against that. It wasn't for going out duck hunting or deer hunting or any kind of hunting whatsoever. The Second Amendment was specifically put in there with the words that said, shall not be infringed. And it was put in there specifically for when your government gets so tyrannical that they're literally telling you that you cannot work, you cannot buy, you cannot sell, you cannot trade, and then unless you take this doggone jab in your arm. We're losing firefighters. Huh?
You're taking right now, and this is what I'm not understanding. And I've talked to Democrats, and it blows my mind. It literally blows my mind. I've talked to Democrats, and I have Democrat friends, but it literally blows my mind that I've asked them, and I've tried to have debates with them, that you've got first responders, nurses, doctors, firefighters, police officers, you've got military people, whether it's their belief, religion, whatever, if it's their personal preferences, if they decide not to take it, do you believe they should be fired? And they literally said, yes, they should be fired. And I was dumbfounded because it is after 18 months, minimum 18 months, of these people protecting people. The whole United States, all these people, they're protecting and serving all these people. You literally still have Democrats saying if they don't take the staff, they deserve to be fired. You've got to be kidding me. How do you justify that? How do you justify that? I don't understand that. I can't get that. I just can't comprehend how they can feel that these people, because whether it's religion, their belief, they're scared of it, or they have natural immunity to it, they believe if they don't take the shot, they should be fired. I don't understand that. I wish somebody could explain to me.
Well, there ain't no explanation.
I don't understand that.
there ain't no explanation to it. It's the mere fact that they don't seem to realize that once they turn that power over to the government, it's going to come back to bite them too. Providing that we remain calm, they might get by with it. But the mere fact that we're literally standing on the edge of a potential second civil war, everything's going to fail them. They're not going to have the government to run behind.
That's back to what you were saying, is once you turn over, they're allowed to do what they can to your bodies. You turn over your freedom rights, you turn over the weapons rights, you turn over that, you can't get it back.
Nope.
It is going to be twice as hard to get it back. Okay? And unfortunately, you and I have had this discussion before. There is so many people out there that do own weapons. And there is a wild mixture of people that own weapons. And they're registered weapons. There's unregistered weapons. There's weapons that has been handed down through family traditions and stuff like that, all through this. And there is so many veterans that own weapons. If they try to start taking weapons away from people, that's a scary thought. That's a very, very scary thought.
Yep.
If they start trying to take weapons away from people.
If they come around and start Yeah, if they start coming around trying to forcefully vaccinate or take people's family, it's not going to end well.
Not only that, but for the ones who haven't taken the jab, why are we still alive? That's a question that I got, and it's just, why are we still alive? We're still walking around, we're still breathing the same exact air. Some of us gotten sick, some of us hasn't gotten sick, but we're still alive. But the people who do end up going out and getting the jab, they end up getting the COVID and they end up dying. Why is that? So why are you guys dying when you go out and get the jab, but why are we still alive?
It's a scam.
This is a question. A lot of people have that question. Is people that are vaccinated are still contracting it. They're still passing it on. I'm 57 years old. I'm around people all the time. I don't wear a mask, and I'm in construction. I'm all over the damn place. And I haven't had a problem. Yes, I'm cautious, and I keep an eye, and I am respectful around people that are paranoid about it. I wear the mask. I don't actually wear a mask. I wear one of those scarf things every once in a while, just for out of respect for them every once in a while. But the majority of the time, I'm without it. I go to Home Depot, go to Lowe's, I go to construction sites. Trying to explain to the people why, I don't know, I lost my damn thing.
I tell you though, where I differ from you is, as I haven't worn from start to finish, and I won't wear it. There's nothing, not even out of respect to anybody else, I refuse to wear it because I know the truth. And I'll tell you one thing for sure. You can call me anything you want. You can pretty much say I'm the craziest man that ever lived. But when I'm standing on the truth, I am by far the most stubborn person in the world. I will not back down. If I know I'm right, I'm not going to back down. Now, for all those other people out there who want to do it for whatever reason, I'm not going to knock you for it. You do what you want to do. But when you turn around and want to force it on me...
I got to tell you something. This happened today. This is common, but this is in the line of what we're talking about. This is a paranoid person. I was parked behind ATM machine, going through the ATM machine. I seen a hand come out with a wet wipe, wipe all the buttons down. And I'm going, and I'm looking at it, and I look in the mirror, and the mirror, she's by herself, in the car, by herself, has the mask off. She reaches out with a wet wipe, wipes all the buttons down in the ATM machine. She does her, pushes her buttons and everything. Then the money comes out. She grabs a hold of the money. I'm laughing my butt off because she just cleaned all the buttons off, but she don't know what who touched that money. She has no clue what going
on.
If she saw that damn pair, why didn't she put a rubber glove on to grab the money?
Yeah. Because our money's dirty as hell.
But they pick and choose things that they want clean and not clean. That's essentially what it is.
Well, the sad part about all that is that there's so many people out there who are ignorant to the truth, and they're scared. They're literally scared. They don't know. I mean, they believe they can trust the media. You remember you said prior to this show that you used to think I was crazy back in the day. And well, maybe I am still crazy. But either way, you thought I was crazier than that. You thought that a lot of the things that I talked about was nuts. And now, here we are living
it. Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I absolutely am.
Yeah.
My brother, he's a whacked out mad scientist. I'll be damned if 90% of what he's been saying has been coming true. Every damn bit of it. And it blows my mind. But I never knew how much you invested into looking into these things. And you lightened me up the last 4 years. I've been more and more into it. And yeah, I never really got into it because I guess I was one of those people that didn't want to see it. And they just figured they'd just go on put the blinders on.
Yeah.
But you literally, to this day, and I've explained it to my own mother, my own aunt, you don't have to watch the news. All you have to do is just go out and walk around. And it's just common sense. And you can see what's happening. You can literally see what's happening. You don't even have to turn the news on for a month and you can see what's happening. Well, it's right there. It's right there in front of you.
Let me lay a scenario out to you. So your average person, they get up, maybe listen to a little bit of the news, maybe one of their favorite talk shows, and they go to work and, you know, maybe stop by the store, everything's good, there's tons of stuff on the store, and they go meet with their family, and they have fun, and they live life in a kind of a little bubble, and everything seems to be wonderful. So a guy like me comes along and says something, well, I'm damaging that bubble, I'm bringing negativity into their realm, it's not in their backyard, I don't want to know about it, or, you know, you're just crazy. That I heard on TV that's a conspiracy theory. And so they don't believe nothing you have to say. And they don't want to believe nothing you have to say. So they go back into their bubble and live happily ever after. Now here's where the scenario comes in. Suddenly we're in today and the trucks stop driving. Suddenly we're in today and everyone is wearing masks and everyone has to get a shot and there's people out there arguing against it. And now your bubble's starting to collapse on you, and you don't know what to do. How do you figure those folks are dealing right now?
They start getting paranoid. They start getting schizo. They don't know what to do.
They're going to do exactly what the government's going to tell them to do, so that way they can try to so-called keep the bubble together from it collapsing, but little do they know is doing what the government tells them what to do is making it collapse even more.
Yep, because
eventually they're going to get to the point and realize that, hey, why is it that my neighbor over there isn't listening to the media? Why isn't my neighbor not listening to the government? Why do they seem happy? You know, what are they doing to make themselves happy compared to what my family's doing? And he or she might go over there and talk to the neighbor and figure out what's up. You know.
Well, you just like your favorite football team. You know, you got the Chiefs and all the different teams out there, and everybody's got their Chiefs paraphernalia. With America, you got a massive team, Team America. So we all got our flags, and some of us know what it really means to be a patriot because we've actually served in the military and as law enforcement and medical and all this stuff. We first responders kind of thing. And, you know, the rest of the people, you know, they love America and they believe in freedom and all that kind of stuff. But they don't understand that it came at one heck of a price in order for them to be able to live that lifestyle. And when guys like myself and you two come out here and we start talking like we're talking right now, it should be a warning sign. It should be a way that they can start to see that something isn't right, that maybe something, you know, there's more to this whole story. You see what I'm saying, Chris? But a lot of folks don't see it until it's gone. And when the American dream, which maybe it was a dream, maybe we never really were free like we thought we were, but we fought every possible way that we could in order to try to preserve this freedom. And they backed us against the wall. They didn't give us an option. They're putting us in a position to where, you know, we don't have a choice but to try to fight back. And we're telling everybody, hey, you don't have to go up against the government. We're not even anti-government. We're anti-corruption. We're anti-tyranny. We're the men and women who live next door to you. We're your brothers and sisters, the ones that were on the battlefield with you. We're the ones that were out there in the night watching your vehicle so that you didn't get your things stolen from you, or so that nobody was breaking into your house. You know, and so with that, that's what America really is. And it's not any particular color. We're a melting pot. If you really seriously want to know about history, go back and look at the true history of this world. It might very well surprise you. I think we lost my brother there, Chris. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just walked out for a second to make some tea.
Yeah, I think his either his battery died or he lost connection. I'm trying to get him back. But nonetheless, you know, we wave our American flags and we wear our, you know, American paraphernalia, our God Bless America shirts and all that kind of stuff, and we believe in freedom. And you know, once a man's tasted freedom, you're never going to get that away from him peacefully, unless you do what these evil people have been doing. You lie to them.
It also kind of goes back to what they're trying to do, especially with the children, is they're trying to introduce them the whole sexuality kind of stuff. You know, I don't care if it's homophobe, transphobe, or heterosexual kind of stuff like that. You know, leave that stuff for them when they grow up. You know, let them be a kid and enjoy being a kid and worry about that stuff later on. They don't need any of that. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to introduce it to the kids and make these sins to be normalized. And then what they're trying to do with the adults is they're trying to make this internet into a virtual reality, so that way they will want to go to the virtual reality, that they'll want to go there for the so-called freedom instead of going out in the real world and enjoying life. You know, they don't want you to go outdoors. They don't want you to go out and learn how to survive, you know, basic survival. So they don't want you to learn how to do that. They want you to be dependent on them, sitting down on your couch, eating Cheetos, you know, getting fat. You know, that's what they want, you know. So us as American people, since we already got that freedom, we need to fight for that freedom so that way we can go out and enjoy the luxury things that nature has provided. You know, we can work with nature easily. You know, they don't want us to, but you know, once you find a system and share that system with other people, they'll start doing it as well. They're like, oh, this way is actually better than what the government's doing. what the government's doing. They're just destroying everything we got, you know. And now the government's pretty much giving land to China. Hey, China, you want some farmlands? We'll sell you these farmlands for cheap. China comes along, buys up these farmlands, and they try to sell it to the food as far as like going to the grocery store and stuff. You know, it'd be easier to if we as humans grew our own food. You know, I was talking to the patio a little about 1 acre will provide of vegetables, provide of 1 point to feed a family of 7.5 people. You need to have 1 acre, and that's just with vegetables. So you know, if you got 100 acres, you could feed a lot of people. You probably feed your whole town, and probably have some cows and chickens and maybe some rabbits if need be, so on and so forth, to feed a bunch of people. We the people can do all of it. You know, it might take some backbone labor, but you know, we could do it. And guess what? We got some cool technology that allows us not have to sit down and do all the labor stuff that's needed.
Yeah,
you know, so it's essentially the people coming together will be the best thing that will ever happen to any country.
Yeah, I've been trying to share my little piece of the puzzle, you know, my information on science and energy and stuff like that. But once again, it all comes down to making stuff, you know. I know what needs to be made. I can tell you what needs to be made. I can explain it to you in graphic detail, but unless we got the tools, unless we got the resources, I can't make all these things that I want to make. I'm sitting here on a generator that I want to finish, and we're at a standstill for the moment. I got some other methods by which I'm going to try to get it done, but I'm going to constantly have to re-engineer on the fly in order to make the best out of what I got to work with. And so that's the issue that I've had. And, you know, when YouTube did what YouTube did to me, that took away any financial that I had on YouTube that I could invest in it. And I don't want to go out and start asking people for money, because that's not what it's all about for me. I wanted to try to, you know, with my own videos and what I had to offer, even trying to make some doggone mugs and stuff that I could sell. You know, but I had to have them sold at a fair price. You know, I can't buy a mug that to cost me $11 to make, and it cost you $11 to get. You're up to $22 for a freaking mug. That's crazy. You know, and so I didn't want to get into the donation thing. You know, even though I got a donation link on my site, you have to want to find it to find it. But nonetheless, I wanted to pull all of our people together, and we combine our resources and make things happen. We either win together or we fail together. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, if I can throw my two cents in, at one point in time, the Dream Team was a thing, I guess, until some guy came and threw a wrench in all the things.
Yeah.
But you may not still have connections, and you still may or may not be able to get some of those people to come back together and all agree upon one thing and make that one thing become a reality.
Well, believe me, Chris, I'm working on it. I still, every once in a while...
I know.
Every once in a while, I reach out to them and say, hey, what's up? You know, how's it going? This is what I'm working on. What, you know, are you interested in checking it out or whatever, you know? I ain't never done nobody wrong, and those who I may have intentionally done wrong, I've apologized till I'm blue in the face and tried to make things right with everybody. But you know, we got to put our egos aside. We got to come together, especially in today's society, the way that things are going down right now. It took me forever and a day to get a hold of this one individual that I'm trying to get on the radio show, because I like the way he thinks. You know, you heard my brother here earlier. I'm trying to get him back on. I don't know what happened there. Maybe his phone died or whatever, but he lost signal. And so, you know, either way, we started off having a little bit of fun, got a little bit serious on the thing there, and it is serious. You know, sometimes you got to learn to laugh in the face of adversity or life will get you down, so you can't let this stuff eat you alive. But we do have solutions. You know, you and me, Chris, we've done a few things, and you've done a heck of a lot. You know, the circuit boards that you put together, and, you know, I'm really impressed with the things that you've done for Mad Science. And I can't wait to, you know, get together and maybe do a video putting those circuits together. I think it'd be awesome. I'm working on trying to get down to Florida. Maybe, I don't know, are you interested in taking a road trip to Florida? Go see my brother?
I'll be down to go.
Well, maybe you and I can make that road trip together.
Sounds good to me. And then I'll be able to find out who's the better looking one.
Well, you might be disappointed on both sides of the fence. We're both pretty old and rugged, but...
Well, at least I'll know.
Yeah, you'll know. We'll have a contest. I'll give you a beer, and he might give you a cookie or a donut or something, and you're like, oh, who's going to brag me more to say that I'm the best?
Well, I'll most definitely take both, and I'll still pondo upon it until I get more
thanks. You mean you could
just like the government.
Yep. Oh, man. I wish he was on here right now, because it'd be a hoot. Doggone it. I hate it that we lost him on the deal there. But we're probably going to have to start wrapping this up pretty doggone soon, because I got to get a podcast up, and now a little second short podcast up. But, you know, we got everything we need, Chris. You know, if you and I could do what we've done so far together, and even those molds that you try to put together, at least now, if I go to a place where they have vacuum molding machines, I can show them, look, this is what I'm trying to accomplish, and this is the problem we're having. You see what I'm saying? Well,
yeah, something quick about that I thought about today was I do know they have some wood that's really flexible and thin. So what you might be able to do is take some wood glue, glue it all up, get it to the shape you need. If you need to put staples in it, and get it at that shape, so that way you can pull the epoxy in it. So you might be able to go to your friend that does a lot of woodwork and have him make like make a mold out of it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I saw that one that you kind of glued together with the hot glue.
Yeah.
Hot glue is not going to work, because when that two-part resin, is mixed, it gets really hot, so it'll melt the glue and come out. But I think maybe that I can get some really thin acrylic plastic sheets and cut the pattern out with the pattern that you got. And glue them together, because they'll be probably half the thickness of the actual plastic that I'm using on the box that the generator's in. But I'd be able to bend and shape it and glue it that way, and then make a mold. If I can't get one vacuum formed, I can make a mold that way.
Yeah, you could. Honestly, I would say go ahead and do whatever you can to get get that shape made, that object made. If it's see-through, it's see-through. If it's not, it's not. But the only reason why I'm saying that is just get it made. And then when you get it made, someone who has if you point it out and say, I would like to get this done this way, so that way people can see inside and there's nothing hidden inside of it, though, that way they'll be able to, so someone might be able to come along and make that for you.
Yeah. Well, there's also a possibility I can buy some really thick acrylic and use a router and route out the part for the coils to go in. The whole key of that entire generator, like you just mentioned, is that I want everybody to be able to see inside there. I want them to be able to see the inner workings, because every project that I do from this point on, I want to be a teaching tool. So whenever I'm explaining it to you, you can see right at what's going on. You can see it mechanically working, and it makes it easier for everyone to understand, just like the neodymium magnet accelerator. It makes it easier for everyone to understand. And, you know, you cut on to a lot of the stuff that I've done in Mad Science, and so, you know, I'm really impressed with a lot of the things that you've been doing. Let me see here. Somebody's trying to send me a message. I don't know who it is.
The plasma water heater that I got going on, I essentially took the idea that you had and kind of advanced it so people wouldn't get shocked with the water and stuff. I still do like that concept of how you had the Jacob's ladder going on and though.
Yeah.
But it does work. It honestly would take a lot of time, but then again, I think it has to do something with the finding the right frequency to pulse the whole thing about it. But yeah. I'm most definitely not even done with that yet, because there's still a lot of ideas I want to try and try to get it to run off one leg, and it might have to be using a MOX generator to get it. But I designed it just so people can see it. You know, it's not designed for efficiency and stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of, I guess, inefficient, you know, ways to it. That's what people want to say. But the whole idea is that you can get work done with the high voltage and high frequency. You know, if I had the right frequency, the thing will probably, you know, cook up a lot faster than what it's doing now.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just to show people that, hey, it can work, it can be done.
Well, you'd be surprised once you get that plasma going around there, you'd be surprised at how much that energy transfers to whatever liquid you want to heat through there. So, you know, anyway, I still, for some reason, can't get my brother back on here. I'm keeping on trying, but it's not working. Maybe he lost his connection to Skype or whatever, or his battery went dead. But either way, you know, what we're talking about here, you know, in the world, there's people out there that are literally evil people. It's just no easier way to say it. These people don't care about human life. They have absolutely no value for human life. And the only thing they're concerned about is being able to keep their mansions and their private jets and their power structure and all that. We the people can defeat them without ever even having to fight with them. We can literally just up and walk away from them. Walk away from the town councils, walk away from the schools, educate your own schools. And when all these law enforcement out there who literally took an oath to protect and serve the United States Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, when they see that society's working without them and they're not getting paid, so maybe they'll have a change of heart. Maybe they'll want that for their family. But we'll have our own law enforcement. We'll have our own military. We don't even have to fight with these individuals unless they choose to fight. You know, if this world breaks out into a second civil war, which these criminals want, they want this. They want the division. They want the fighting. They want the chaos, because they think that out of that chaos, they're going to be able to bring about order. Their order, not ours. It's what the vaccines are all about. They ain't got nothing to do with your health. If they did have anything to do with your health, they would have shut it down the first time somebody had some sort of adverse reaction. And legally, they're not even vaccines. They're mRNA, immunotherapy. And it's not even doing anything but making people sick. And so, for all those people out there that want to say, oh, you're an anti-vaxxer, it's not even a vaccine, you idiot. It's poison. It hasn't even been properly tested. And it was supposedly only approved for emergency use, and yet now they're trying to mandate that you put this poison into your arm. Regardless of any religious exemption or any health exemption, they want you to take that. I tell you right now, if I put that in my body, I would die. Literally. My immune system would not work with that. I would die. So why would I intentionally kill myself? Why would I intentionally go up there and put a poison into my arm that I know for a fact, scientifically proven fact, would kill me with my blood type? It's not happening. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to comply. So they're going to try to tell me that I can't buy, I can't sell, I can't trade, I can't ride in an airplane if I don't have this certain star on there. Folks, The Bible talked about this stuff. And people spit on the Bible. People mocked and ridiculed. I don't trust the Bible. I don't trust this. I don't believe in God. Okay, that's your business. But nonetheless, somebody 2,000 years or even 500 years ago wrote down a bunch of stuff that just seems to be the stuff that we're living in right now. And let's just say on an off chance that maybe the Bible was true. King James Version, 2 Chronicles 7:14 said, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land." So God really said that, and you ignore that? Then we're just in the days that the books talked about, you know? Said in the last days there'd be wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famine and pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. Said all these things must come to pass. You know?
The biggest thing about the Bible is in the end, God wins.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to argue from the beginning all the way up till that point of is there a God, is there not a God, is there evil, is there not evil, you know, did Jesus do this? That stuff doesn't even matter. What matters is God wins. That's all that matters.
Yeah, and he gave us the tools. He said in Ephesians 6:12-13 in King James Version said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in this evil day, and having done all to stand." So God didn't tell you to lay down the evil. He said, put on the full armor of God. You know, and that's all we need to do. But in the same time, while we're living in the here and now, we weren't supposed to lay down the evil. We can still take care of each other. We can still make miracles happen. We can still fix this world. That's what I've been trying to say. That's why I take the time to come out here and do these radio shows, because I love science. I'd rather be doing science and inventing and creating things. I'd rather be doing that. I'd rather be doing things that are going to make humanity better. But I found myself in a position to where if I don't speak out and I don't try to talk common sense into people and at least tell them, hey, we have options available. There's a solution for every single problem. I come from a line of faith. I come from a family of faith, and I believe in God, you know? But I also believe in God's creation hold on, I'm going to try to call my brother back. I think he's trying to get back in here. All right, so I believe that we have the power to resolve it. All you got to do is come together. That is the key. I'm going to pick up the phone next time. We had this during the last show. My brother's obnoxious when it comes to technology. Maybe we get him on here.
Sounds like you should have taught him a thing or two growing up.
Yeah. Well, see, I was a science geek and the technological geek. Hold on, I'm gonna send him a message. Let me call you, Tuffy. That's not there trying to type. All right, let's try this again. All right, so anyway. Like I'm saying, I believe that our Creator gave us every single thing necessary. All the resources. I believe that the way that this world was created was literally designed in order to, basically be a self-contained biosphere. Doggone it, come on! This is aggravating. Skype sucks. My brother was right. I keep trying to call him back. He's got to pick up the dang thing. He keeps trying to call me in.
Tell him it's the big green button.
Yeah. Answer the phone! Anyway, like I said, if you look at this world, it's a self-contained biosphere of epic proportions, has all the resources necessary, has all the chemistry necessary, has all the energy necessary to resolve every last problem that they claim we have. And yet, we can't seem to get our act together.
Yeah, they claim we have all these problems, but, like, do we actually have these problems? You know, they said we had an energy crisis, and here we are today. Multiple people came up with multiple ideas, and every single one of them gotten shot down. You know, unless daddy government's involved in it, you know, giving these supposed scientists millions and billions of dollars to do the projects, as long as they come out and say, yeah, the government's right about it, you know, the only reason how you're going to get funded by the government is if you agree with the government, or the government wants you to agree with the government, you know, so they know how to fix all these solutions, but they don't want to at all.
And that's why we got to do it ourselves.
Exactly, and that's why it comes to the average guy like me and you and some other people out there trying to work on projects. You know, some people want it done their way, some people want it done another way, you know. But it's trying to get the people to put away the government ego that they want us to have. We got to set that aside and come together and do something great for the people. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who built it. You know, at the end of the day, it's hey, we came together, we built it, it was our idea, we did it, you know. Just because someone came up with the idea doesn't necessarily mean that they made it, you know what I mean? Because everybody can have an idea. You know, you can't patent an idea, but you can patent an object. You know, not that I care about patenting things, but it just shows you that if we came together as people, we can do really great things. As long as we put the ego aside, if your project doesn't work, then we'll move on to the next one. And sometimes you don't know things; you might not have the answer until you actually fix something on later down the road, and then go back to that project and fix it.
Yeah, we finally got him back. Hey, you jive turkey, stop hanging up.
Yeah, I'm not hanging up. This damn technology sucks. I'm running a string from here to Missouri.
All right.
Hear this damn technology.
All right, and so we'll have to put a extra, like a fishing rod, a reel on there, so we have extra string in case a car hits it.
Look at this. I'm at the last 10 minutes of the show again.
Yeah, pretty much. We're gonna call you yesterday's newspaper. What do you think?
I see Patty has tried to call me like 18 million times, and I got another joint call from Patty, and I keep seeing this little green dot over here on the left hand side.
You should have just picked up because we're. Hey, you should have just picked up because we're in a group call.
Well, I've been trying to, but it keep tossing me around over, and it won't let me push the button. And then I push the button, it shows my picture, but I push the button, and it sends me over to something else. You know, screw this damn crap.
You'll get it figured out eventually, because I'm sure this ain't going to be the last show you get on. All
yeah,
right.
That's what my kids keep telling me. You'll figure it out, Dad. You'll figure it out. Yeah. I'm like those two grandparents in the commercial. When the grandkids show up, I'm handing over all the computers and the phones and everything. I'm so glad to see you here. Fix it.
Yeah, fix this. Yeah, I used to get my kids to show me how to do a trick on Nintendo and stuff. Is Nintendo still a thing?
It's kind of like the low broke people kind of thing, you know. It's not, no, not really.
See, me and my older brother, we used to play with sticks and rocks and BB guns, and then we went to Pong on the old style. It's a little line on the TV, and you get both have a line, and depending on how hard it is, you have the long line for the slow people and the short line for the better people.
I mean, I'm going to assume that he had trouble pushing those buttons, too.
Probably.
Oh, no. It was real simple. All you had to do was turn a knob up and down. Now you got all this crap now that you got to push, like, 20,000 buttons to play a game.
Yeah. And you got to remember all these
what
codes.
What button do you push?
Up, down, left, right. Up, down, left, oh, right.
Push A, B. Up, down, left, right, push the top. How many slow the hell down? No, there's too many damn buttons on those buttons.
I tell you what, I never thought I would have a day when I heard my older brother and myself complaining about technology and people. But it is what it is.
Hey. Yeah, it is. The world's going too fast. It's going too fast. Slow the hell down. Get back outside.
I tell you what.
It's going too fast.
We need to maybe possibly keep the caveman show and just have it kind of random here and there, because nobody ever seems to be able to get on the same page as far as it's time schedule or something like that. So we'll start off with three cavemen run amok today. And maybe it's 2 weeks from now, or maybe a week or a day or so, or 5 minutes after we think about it, we might have a fourth person join us, and it'll be four cavemen, and maybe it'll be four cavemen and 10 cave women. I don't know. What do you guys think?
That sounds good to me. As long as we know how to push buttons.
I'm in.
Cool. Because I think the show, for the most part, minus the technical difficulties, turned out all right. And I think we could do it again.
Well, the worst part about it is I would be joining in on the last 10 minutes of it, so I'm doing pretty good.
Well, we'll tell you it was 2 hours prior. That way you start working on it 2 hours ahead of time. And you'll be in there for the whole thing. I'll figure it out. He'll figure it out eventually. All right, now.
Eventually, yeah.
Now let's get down to.
Now, how do I get to?
Let's get down to a serious deal here, because my brother is going to be working on self-contained shipping containers, tiny houses, and so. He wants me to take a trip to Florida so that I can go up there and help him with the science portion of it. And so I was talking to Chris here just a little bit earlier and wondering maybe not whether or not Chris wants to try to make a road trip. So maybe there's a possibility him and I can make a road trip up to Florida together. That would give me my second passenger, so if we get lost together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that would.
And
we give you your shotgun to us.
Yeah, yeah. So if Chris meets me down here, him and I could either take his car or my car, one or two, and GPS our way up down to Florida, hang out for a couple weeks, work on that idea. Get it up and running, videotape everything, put it on his YouTube channel and my YouTube channel, and get that started to where everybody knows that you're going to be making those tiny houses, and they're going to be self-contained for electrical, water, heating, and cooling. And so I think it would be a good thing for Mad Science. Huh?
Yeah, and what we're trying to target is Tornado Alley for a security place to go to, because you can anchor it to the ground. And here in Florida, we're targeting for when we have hurricanes.
Yep.
So they're designed to stand these things and be self-contained for when you do lose power and you do lose the water, so you're self-contained completely on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ty, if you and Chris decide down here, you know I've got the room, so your room and board is here. You don't have to cover that cost at all.
Yep.
You guys come down, and you're 2 weeks down here. I need your head. I need your head and your what's in your head, and design these things.
Well, you know all the things that we talked about here today about bringing people together. That's exactly, we could do that and make an example, show everybody. Look, three guys came together to do this.
Yeah.
Imagine if we had four or five or six.
Yeah.
You know,
because I've got all the tools, all the technology to build it. I just need, you know, the construction part of it. I've got all that. I just need the knowledge of the electrical, of how to pull that electrical part in.
Yeah.
Did I lose you?
No, you're still there.
Okay. Yeah, I need to, how to pull the free energy, how to collect water and do filtration of the rainwater, stuff like that. I know how to do the pumps and stuff from the ground, but I don't have that other knowledge. That's where you come in.
Yep.
That's where you come
in. Well, what do you think about that, Chris?
We can pull this.
As long as I can get time off work, I'll be fine to do that.
Yep. So.
What's that, Chris? Say that one more time.
I says, as long as I can get time off work and such, I'll come down and help out with that.
Well,
you would have a blast. Believe me, with me and my brother, there's always some crazy times while we're doing this thing. While we're working, we have fun while we're working.
But you would be in safe hands, that's for sure.
Oh, no doubt about it.
There's no doubt about that.
All right.
Besides that, I might pick him off about a couple miles as he's coming down the road. I might pick him off.
Yeah.
With my new toy.
Don't do that. So look. So look, guys. I'd like to stay on here longer, but I got two podcasts to upload now, so I gotta get going on it so I can make it up for the Mad Science Show in the morning. Folks, you're listening to the first Three Caveman Run Amok show. If you like this show, throw some smiley faces up in there. Send me some emails and tell me you want to hear more of the Three Man Run Amok show. And we'll show you what we got when you get there. So, we're going to try to put together a deal where we can get together, me and Chris and my brother, and work on a self-contained tiny house version using shipping containers and showing everything that we've been talking about the whole entire time, including the cooperation where we bring the brilliant minds together and the talent and the tools in order to get things done. So if that's something you're interested in, send us a message. Let us know what you think. Share this podcast. I'll send all links to it. Share it on Facebook and all your social medias and all that. And try to bring a friend to the chat room with you next time. The more we can fill these chat rooms up, the better it's going to help out peopleforpeople.ning.com and shazizradio.com. And if you want to support us, if you believe in what we're doing, that's how you can do it. Just bring some people to see us. You know, there is a donation button on my website and People for People, but I don't press that and they don't press it. We just have it there just in case anybody feels like they want to try to, if they believe in what we're doing and you want to try to help us out, then hey, that's what it's there for. But this is not about money to me. It's never been about money. It's not about fame or notoriety. I'm not trying to get rich. I'm not trying to sell you anything. Not trying to convert you to my own spiritual journey or anything. All I'm trying to do is do my part as a human out there and share all the knowledge that I've got in my head, my little piece of the puzzle. Because what it is, folks, Each and every one of you are a piece of the puzzle. If you take a 500-piece puzzle and you got that piece of puzzle, that puzzle almost put together, but there's one piece missing out of there, that might be you. And we can't never get the big picture until we can bring all those pieces of the puzzle together. All these problems that you hear out there in the world, there are solutions for every single one of them. There's not one problem we can't solve. It is a so-called fuel crisis, solved. The so-called energy crisis, solved. The so-called food crisis, solved. The so-called homeless crisis, solved. We can build things that we need to build. If we, the people who are the ones who actually build this world, because when these companies and corporations and governments, they need work done, guess who they come to? They come looking for you. They come looking for me. They come looking for the people that have the skills, the talents, the tools, the gifts. They come looking for us. And you know what? When they get hungry, they go to the one who can cook. You think about that. We outnumber all those scumbags 1,000,000 to 1. And so with that said, if we the people ever decide to come together, if we the people ever decide to stand up, we don't even have to fight with them. We just need to step away. Just walk away. Let them have their little meetings. It's insignificant because nobody's listening and nobody's following their rules. We're not complying. I wouldn't wear a face diaper on day one. I won't wear it on day 1,000,000. I won't wear that muzzle. And I'm not taking the jab. So if you don't like that, if that makes you offended by me, if you are so afraid of me because I refuse, well, it's a pretty good sized world. You stay on your side of the ball or the flat earth or whatever you think it is. You stay on your side. I stay on my side. We'll live happily ever after. And those of us who want to get her done, we'll get it done. Plain and simple. You've been listening to Three Cavemen Run Amok. So you got anything last to say, you guys, before we roll up out of here? Any last words of wisdom or shenanigans? Ah!
Only thing I gotta say, keep fighting. Keep fighting.
Hey, in the name of keeping fighting, I'm gonna throw some Carl Douglas in there on the way out, and that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna look this. You listen to Carl Douglas; he'll tell you what it was all about. So, what about you, Chris? You got any last crazy you want to throw in there?
Keep being a caveman.
Yeah. I'm number one. He's number two, and Chris is number three. Ah.
That's what comes after two.
What? Yeah, he's number two. I tried to become number one and stepped in number two. Alright, so with that said, listen to this on the way out. You've been listening to Three Cavemen Run Amok. If you like this show, let us know and we'll do it again. Peace and love, everybody. Take care.
Please move it out of my face.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with
to thick and thin. We've always been together, we're four of a kind, having fun all day, piling around and laughing away. Just best friends are we. I love you, yeah.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch.